there's an Indian which is Dovi Yisoidi V'Rochov that we left over on Daf Beis, where generally it's discussed. It's Zaitik on Daf Beis over here on Daf Yud. It's also Zaitik, but we left it over on Daf Beis for over here Daf Yud. This is the Indian of whether the Etzem Etzius of a Shvua is Bo Yishem. So the raid is Bavust on Daf Beis, but it the Rishonim on Daf Beis and over here come Mamish from Pshat in the Mishnah Bayos. We have the Mishnah Bayos on Yoram and Aleph of Kinuyim, and the Mishnah says that there are Kinuyim for a Neder, there are Kinuyim for a Korban, there are Kinuyim for Nezirus, there are Kinuyim for a Shvua. And the Gemara brings on that the Rish Lakish held as Loshon Shabbatim of Chachamim. Chachamim invented code words, whether that's their Isa, their Rabbanon, we discussed by the first Chabur over here on this daf. And there's more what to be mafalpa on that. But Rabbanim, be as it may, there's a takon over here, they made a Loshon Shabbatim Chachamim. The Gemara says, in order that one should not say Lashem when he's making a Shvur. Really, the Gemara says, carbon, but the same idea as shvur, that a person shouldn't say Shvur Lashem, so therefore there are kinuyim of a Shvur that were invented by the Chachamim in order to get around saying the Shem Hashem. There's L'chara Shteto Klor, that the Atzmius of a Shvur, the essence of a Shvur, does not need, in order to create the Choyv to listen to the Shvur, and the Lav of not listening to the Shvur, does not need a Shem Hashem. This is the Tosfos read by us on Daf Yud, adds the Ran on Daf Beis. The Ran adds furthermore, his first ride that you don't need Shavuos is from the Etzem Mishnah of Kinuyim. Because if a person would say the Shem Hashem, so what is he saying? He's saying, Hashem Elikim, let's say, I'm not eating this loaf of bread. That's a Shavuos. What's the Nafkimina if the Loshon is a Loshon of Shvur, if he said Shvur, Shvuka, whatever it is, Mohi, he said, Hashem Elikim, I'm not eating the loaf of bread. That's a Shvur. Period. End of story. Elamai, you have to say, he didn't say Hashem Elikim. All he said was Shvur or Shvuka. And Memela, a Shvur, okay, that's a Loshon of Shvur. Shvuka is not Kinuyim. Shtei Torachidish that Kinuyim works. L'chared, Shtei Rayis, Shein Alav Tshuva. There's definitely over here, that there's no need to mention the Shem Hashem when one makes a Shvur. The problem is that there's seemingly a Gemara Mufuresh is not that way. The Gemara in Shvur Sa'edus, the Ran brings it to the Gemara in Shvur Staf Lamed A. The Shvur Sa'edus Bo Yishem, the Gemara learns out the Pasuk that says, Olo, clearly the Shem Hashem by Soita, we learn that Olo Olo Mi Soita, that the definition of a Shvur is with Shem Hashem. There's no Shvur without Shem Hashem. Shvur Sa'edus, Shvur Toyin Vinitan, it's with the Shem Hashem. So if that's true, why shouldn't that be true over here also? That's the kasha. So one mahalach is to say, this is the mahalach of the Rosh, to say that the raya is not a raya, because the word shavua, even if he doesn't say the Shem Hashem, will be like a yodois for the concept of the Shem Hashem. It means whenever a person makes a shvur, he says, shvur, I'm not eating the loaf of bread, it's like a kinui that he said the Shem Hashem. I'm sorry, not a kinui. It's yodois. It's obvious that the musig of a shvur is Shem Hashem. We'll add a little zaltz and pfeffer to that. The word shvur, the Ramban says in Pashas Matos, is chotzuv, the sheresh is the word sheva. Sheva is the anhoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu running the world, not to get too fatifed. But the Indian, the way the Ramban says, Ramban saying over there, there Kabbalah, but that we know, that seven is Nanhoga, there's 7 days of the week, there's 7 midois, 7 sphirois of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever word you want to use, but the word seven, the number seven, has to do with a Koyach Ruchni. That Koyach Ruchni means that it's Yodis. We know it's obvious that you mean the Shem Hashem. The concept is that. So if that's the case, so then it works Al Tziyodis. Now, the Shaila is, what's there not to hold of? Now, let's firoiz the Rosh's teretz. The musig of yodois, l'choira, is a uniquely bal yachul dika musig. The way we explain the Rishonim and Daf Beis, the musig of yodois is that the yad is enough to hold the obvious that we see what he means to say. That means the yad is not that when he says the word shvur, he's saying the Shem Hashem. But it's obvious that that's what he means. And because of that, that's enough to be yotze the din that when a person makes a neder and he's mekabel something, and he's moitzi it b'svasov, it's called a kiyum of that din that he was mevate it, levate, it's called that he expressed it verbally, and because of that, there's a chaloy sisa. That's when you're talking about a shvua in terms of a chaloy sisa, in terms of a chaloy schiv to keep it. When you're making a shvua between two parties, you're ma'amis something, and it's shtel zavek that Reuven did borrow from Shimon, didn't borrow from Shimon, the Porah did die, it was Nenas, or died Bepshia, v'chule, that has nothing to do with Yodos. So Mela, when you learn the sugi in Soita, which is, again, she's affirming what type of behavior she did or didn't engage in, and when you talk about Mesech HaShvuos, which is Toyin V'nitin, v'chule, Havada over there, the Atzmius of HaShvu need Shem Hashem. But is it obvious, even without saying the Shem Hashem, that that's what he means, that that's why he's being Mekabel? Yeah. So Mela, the Musig of Yodos makes a lot of sense. B'shaita and Avbez, we explained that the Ran and other Rishonim, Ramban, don't have that understanding of Yodos. Yodos means that the Torah was Mechadish, that since in those words lies the obvious intent of what he meant, that's called he said it. So the word Shavua, like we said, which is Chotzuv, the Ramban says in Matos, from the concept of Hashem, Sheva means Hashkodesh Baruch Hu's presence. He said it. To say Dos Mentos, that's what it means. So then there's no reason why it shouldn't work even for Shavuos Eidus. When a person says, Shavua that I don't owe you money, or Shavua that I don't have Eidus that somebody owes you money, he's saying the Shem Hashem. The concept of Yodos means, even though it's not completely expressed, that's called Gezocht. Why shouldn't that work? Now, let's go a step further. The Ran on Dav Beis, in order to answer this kasha, brings a vort with a knetch, b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. And he says that there's a fundamental chilik between a mushba mipi acherim and a mushba mipi atzim. When a person himself makes a shvua, he does not need to say Shem Hashem. The sugya that's learning out, shvua so'edus, is when Bezdin administers the oath, that's called, they give the shvua, and he says amen, and that with that, he signs on to the shvua. We learn out that saying amen to a shvua is called gizokt. Says Rabbeinu Tam, since it's only a mushba mipi acherim, over there he needs to say the Shem Hashem. The Shem, the Shavua that's made by the Bezna has to be with the Shem Hashem. And when he says Amen, that would be enough because the Shavua b'Shem Hashem. Mashenken, if it was a Shavua, that's not b'Shem Hashem. So there, if all he's saying is Amen, that's not called a Shavua. Whereas if he says it himself, that would be enough. Azoy zok the Ran b'shem Rabbeinu Tam timhani pekodesh. If Amen is called Amen, means you're signing up, and that's called you're in, and the shvuah is being made by you. So what's the difference if it's mujmi biatzmai, mujmi bi piacherim? And the Velt Lake Su that ken zayin the pshat in Rabbeinu Tam is good for what we just said. Yodos would work only by a mujmi bi piatzmai. What Rabbeinu Tam really means to say is that without the Shem Hashem, it's only Yodos. It's only a Yad for Shvur, like the Rosh says. And that's only by Mushma Pi Atzmoy, and not by Mushma Pi Acher. What's the Havana? What's the rationale why Yodos should apply by a Shvur Mipi Atzmoy if the words come out of his own mouth, but not if they come out of Yen's mouth? Poshut, the few we just explained. The concept of Yodos is not that it's cool that he fully said it. The Chiddush is not that halb gezogt, hasten ganzen gezogt. The Chiddush of Yodos is that when he says it, it's enough expressed that that creates the chalois that's chal on the dvarim shebelev. That being said, when the person himself is the one saying it, so those are his machshavos, his kabbalah, his affirmation of his own behavior, of his own truth. And Mimela, when he expresses it, even if it's not fully expressed, that's enough to make a chalois chiv on what he said. But when it's mushma mipi acherim, it's Yenna's thoughts. On that, is there Yodos? He didn't say it. All he's doing is he's joining Yenna's words. He's joining Yenna's thoughts, mechetesi. So when Yenna says a ganze loshen shvua and he says amen, okay, that's called gezok. But if the whole din of Yodos means it's not completely oizgur, it's not completely gezok, it's only a function of that it's the nof expressed verbally to make a chalois on what's belev is in Yenna's lev. That doesn't work for him. So l'chera, the Rosh with Rabbeinu Tam is one shita, and the two layers go together. Again, like we said, depends on this understanding of Yodos, and not Lufi the Ran the Ramban. So we understand very well why the Ran disagreed with this shita. And sure enough, the tour in Simen Reish Lamed Zayin brings from the Rosh, Adoni Avi Rosh Kosev Efshad Legorim Yodos Shvuah Shem Kishvuahs. The one who's chalik is the Ramban. Avla Ramban Kosev Davishua Fil Bleas Koshem Bele Kinui. The Ramban brings the Rai of the Taisus Rid, and the Ran will agree also, because the Ramban and the Rid and the Ran are going with their understanding of Yodos. That's not an option of how to learn this Sugya. And the Rosh, Givis, is going with the Shita that he's Nemo to and Davis, how Yodos works. And it stims the Rabbeinu Tam, so that's the Inyan. It's interesting to look at the Brisker Rav in his Mechtovim, in the Chiddush HaMor and Gris HaLevi Al HaRambam, Mechtovim, page Pei Aleph. And over there he explains the difference in Mushbim Piachem, Mushbim Piatzmoy. He brings the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. He says there's no Svor, I mean, he holds like the Ran, there's no Svor to be Mechalek Beinehem. Matmiyah, if there's a chilik, it's only because of Doshtetz, Exezer Kosov. But Lachar, the way we were Mazbel, it's very logical. It fits very well with the structure of how we explain the Shittis. Could be that the Briskirov is Nemon to his understanding, the way he brings out Yodois, Kinuyim, Davgimel in Nozer, sounds more like the Ran. He does bring that the Rambam holds. Not that way, that was the Shitta of the Rambam that we discussed in Kinuyim back in Dav Beis, But he brings the Havana of the Ran that's called Gezot, and the Fidat, there's no difference why it should be a chilik between Mujmim and Pi Atzmai, Mujmim and Pi Acher. We'll add something that we discussed already on Daftes, and that is that the Mishnah Daftes Amnal of Kenidir Rishoyim Vechule, state over there also Beshvur, and the Gemara, the Rishonim, explained that over there is Midin Yodois, didn't clearly say a neder or shvur. It's Yodos. It's obvious what he meant, but he didn't fully express it, so it's midin Yodos. And the matmiya, that l'chor, then it's a Mishnah with a sugi mefureshes, that there's a concept of Yodos, not only by nedarim, not only by nazirus, but not only by karbonis, but also by shvuas. And you look at Tosfos Daf Beis Amud Beis, half of a vel. Tosfos says that the reason why in Maseches Shvuas it doesn't say Shvuos with Yodos with Kinuim is because there is no Yodos by Shvuos. Ayin Shom. And we explained that in Mamusig, a groundbreaking concept from Rav Naftali, and this is Lechor in the same raid, is that the Mishnah in Shvuos Avekishtelt, with all of the Shvuos in mind, the Shvuos Eidus, the Shvuos Tain Venitin, there's all the monetary Shvuos which have to do with being Ma'amis and Musig. That, if a person doesn't say clearly the Shvua, the lav over there is not a discussion of whether there's enough verbally expressed to make a chalois iser or a chalois chiv to keep that which he thought. That's not the noise. That's the parasha of Bal Yachel. It's true, in Bal Yachel there's also a Shvua. Bal Yachel includes also Shvuos. True. But the etzem parasha of a shvua that's mentioned over there is the parasha of shvua sheker, shvua shov, lo sechal b'shmi l'shoker, lo sishova. Those lavin, in order to be over, the shvua has to be fully expressed. It might be that there's a chalois that's chal on the person to keep or to stay away from that which is the shvua. That's the parasha of Maseches Nedarim, but the parasha of Maseches Shvuos, which has to do with the Isser of violating that which was clearly said, has to be clearly said. Yodos is not that. And again, L'chor, this Mahalach fits L'fi the way we expressed Yodos, L'fi the Shita, the Rosh, Taisus, Rabbeinu Tam. It's not going to work L'fi the Ramban and the Ran. So Mamash HaDvarim, Oymid Kitzurosom, Dabedov Alefanov. The way we're explaining the machloikis between the shittis, whether shvu boy shem, we're not taking a step back. Whether it works midin yodois is a machloikis that's yodistic. It's not a machloikis in the nature of the shem Hashem. There's another chakiris, yeshiva shereid, this is a whole shtickle divrei Yecheskel, when you learn that beis, which the way he handles. There's a yesh lod, there's a chakira in what it means shvua needs shame. that's clear that the love of Moshe being over a shvur, again, the love of being Nishba, not an issur that he created, of saying something that's false or saying something that's meaningless, shvur sheker, shvur shov, is lesechal bishmi, lesechov bishmi la shoker. It's a love of being mechal bishmi. That's the way the Torah expresses it. The Torah doesn't say the word shvur. Lesechova bishmi la shoker. The Torah says it about the Shem Hashem. The love is the chil of the Shem Hashem. So if the etzem love is the chil Hashem, so then a shvur by definition has to be expressed la Shem in order to create the iser of lesechal bishmi. There won't be a lesechal, a lesechova bishmi, unless the shame was said. What does Yodis help for that? Yodis didn't let Gabi something being chal, but it's called, he said the shame Hashem. There's no chil of the shame. The other tzad is like we said, that the word shavua, sheva, means Lashem. So it's there, it's said. So for that, it helps Yodis. It just has to be expressed. But the menum, the pirish hamilum of the word shvu is Bashem. So the shaila is more shaila, how far you could take that nekuda, that shvua means Shem Hashem without having said it. If it means that, so then you could say the others helps for that. If it doesn't mean that, so then how would there be a love without the being said? But the way we're saying, l'chayra, it's a much better divide. Yodois helps for the din of chaloise isra on a kabbalah masha b'liboy. What does that have to do with the rest of Masechet Shavuos? That has to do with Nedarim Dav Beis, Isurim Derechal, and Shavuos, which are like Nedarim. Remember that the parsha in Parshas Matos that talks about Nedarim, Issa Cheftza, also has Issa Gavra of Shavuos. That has nothing to do with the lavin of the Seshova B'Shmila Shoker or Shmila Shov. It has nothing to do with that. Yodis is a halacha that's unique to the Shavuos Bitui. So that L'chor, that's a clearer way of dividing. Now this etzem nekuda, that the fact that there's two parshiyos of shvuah, and the two have nothing to do with each other, also come out biyachas to the shita of the Rambam and the Raivin in this inyan. Let's go backwards. We'll read from the Ran, the end of the long shtickel in the Beis HaMinhal that we've been quoting from, came out by the bottom of the Amid. He brings Elisha Raivin Omar, the inyan Malkus en Eloike Elabas Koras Hashem. Malkus of a shvur could only be baskaras Hashem. The bekulu lavi the shvur Hashem k'zibu lo isis Hashem Hashem lo isashofu b'shmi. Aval inyan isura b'lo Hashem nami iso. So it sounds already that the Ravid is the way the Ran brings it. It's b'ktzora, but it sounds like it's mamish this type of raid. There's the lavin of shvur lo isis Hashem Hashem lo isashofu b'shmi. Aval inyan isura l'gabi chalo isis b'lo Hashem nami iso. It also works. Now, you could say, Alts Yodois. So you didn't say the Shem Hashem, but it does create a Chalois Isser. But here's the million-dollar question. If the Lav, I'm sorry, if the Bayacha will be Chal, midin Yodois, let's say, so then there'll be Malkus. Lematzina v'loi Shemanu, that a nether that's made with Yodois doesn't have Malkus. If it was Chal, it's Chal fully. And if somebody makes a nether with Yodois, so it'll be a full nether and there'll be Malkus. Why shouldn't that be true here? So that Nekuda is not Nizbara, but the Etzem Zog, state here in the Ravid, that is the Lavi of Shvuah, Lo Yisis Hashem Hashem, Lo Yisis Hashem B'Shmi LaShoker, and then there's the Isser. So it needs more work. So now let's go back to the Rambam, and let's see what state. The Rambam is in Hilchos Shvuos Perek Beis. The Rambam brings that the Shvuah, classic Shvuah is B'Shem Hashem. And then in Halacha Dalid, again in Shvuos Perek Beis, the Rambam says, "Oma Oloi Oro Shvuah V'Lehiske Shem V'Lekinu Hareze Also B'Dovish Nishbalov." He has to keep it. Sounds like the Raisa. "Aval Eni Loike V'Loi Mevi Korban Moival Shvuos Atchiyah B'Shem Min Hashemois Ham Yuchod V'Lekinu Min Hakinu K'may Shubianu." Without saying the Shem Hashem, there won't be Malkus or Korban. Shteit in Rambam. And again, what's the pshat? If there's an Isser, it means it's Chal. If it's Chal, why shouldn't there be Malkus? Korban Shvuah L'Moshel, we could be Miyashiv. Korban Shvuah is a din, Shalei Metzinu V'Loi Shamanu, except in the context of Parshas Vayikra. And that is that second area of Shvuahs, which has nothing to do with what we're learning, nothing to do with Bal Yachal and Parshas Nedarim. So here the Velt says, Bavusti Yeshiva Shireid, but it's geboit on the Rambam himself. You look at the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Shvuos, and there's a tremendous chiddush there. Even though when we open up Parshas Matos, Parshas Nedarim, there's Neder, or Shvuah, or Isser, as there's Shtet Mefurish in the Torah. The Torah includes Shvuos. Lemaisa, you look at the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Shvuos, the Rambam does not bring Bal Yachal for Malkus. Kes Mishnah is Matmiya B'Shem D'Rivosh. What happened? The Lavin, L'Sishov B'Shmi, L'Sishem L'Shov, does not say in Hilchos Shvuos that there's a Lav to get Malkus Alts Bal Yachal, the Pella. So Maisa, the raid is already Yadua in Toisvis and other Rishonim on Shvuos Daf Chof HaMabez. Could very well be that even though the Musig of Shvuos is mentioned in the Bal Yachal, but the existential Parsha of Leser Iser Al Nafshoi is the Parsha of Nedarim is Shafing and Iser Cheftza. That's the full Toikiv of a Dibur that has Malkus of Bal Yachal Dvoroi is a Dibur that's Chal in a Chayfetz. A Dibur that's not Chal in a Chayfetz, that's only an Iser Gavra, is in the Parsha, it's also, but it's not the Ganze Parsha Nedarim. It's hard even to say it. Mechtesi. It's in the Parsha. Somehow, the Rambam is not clear, maybe he learned it up from the Sugi and Shmuis, that's what they're busy with. But the Rambam understood that it's like a Chatzish, it's not the full Parsha. I give a Vaita example, the same idea. Basa B'chola, for instance, or any other Machol Sasuris, which are also Yisuri Hano. The Rambam happens to hold that you get Malkus only on Achila, not on Hano. The Rambam, yeah, it's not clear why. If you look in the Rambam, Sefer Mitzvahs, and the Rambam seems to say that it works like this. Let's say the Issa is Orlo, Klayim, or Basa B'cholov. The Cheftza Basa B'cholov has a Chalois Cheftza Di Surah. The fullness of that Chalois Cheftza is in the Achila. The Hano, which is a step removed, it's more edel, is not a ganze violation of the Issa Cheftza. It's only like a Chatzishir of the Hano. The Musig, there are other rais you can bring where the Rambam has an Isser, where there are different levels of the Isser, and one is enough to be an Isser deraisa, but it's not the fullness of the Azach, it's like a Chatashir Azach. So the Rambam will say the same thing over here also. The Parsha of Parshas Matos, Parshas Nedarim, the Ganze Parsha, is the Parsha of an Isser Cheftza that's Chal and an Eder. A Shvuah, that not. Where would a Shvuah have Malkus, and where would it have a Korban? That's when it's a Ganze Shvuah, where it's also Mitzad Parshis of the Sashov B'Shmil HaShoker, of Lesis Hashem HaShov. So that would fit very nicely with what we're talking about. There's the Chalois of a Shvuah with Yodos, V'chulu, V'chulu. That's not going to have, that's Bayachaldik. That's Bayachaldik Arayd. It's not going to be to the price of Malkus. The Ravid over there is Masik, and the Ravid says, which again we will magdim. It's Bektzora. That's the Ravid that the Ran brings. That Lo Motzinu Lo Motzos Yishem and Hashem is Vlekinu and Akinuim B'Shuas Bitui. The whole idea of Shemois with Kinuim for Shemois that created Shvua is B'Shuas Edus Shvuas Pikodoin. The Torah says Olah V'Koil, and we learn it out from Soita Mamsh the Ray that we said before. He brings examples. Over there, Avada, there'll be an Isser. And then the Ravid says, V'hani mil l'korbon, v'cheinami l'bal yachel, av l'malkis b'inon shem, d'chsiv l'isis Hashem Hashem l'kech l'ashov. When do we say that's enough any loshen of Shvuah without a shame for a korban Shvuah? The Pasuk in Parshas Vayikra. Or for Bal Yachel, there's nothing about a shame there. Aval Lamalkis, the Lav in our Dechsiv Leisis Hashem Hashem Lekech Lashov, Hushvua Shekinami, Nema Leisishov Bishmi Lashoker. It says Bishem Hashem. So in the Ravid, we have the same problem. If he says Korbonois, Korban Shvua and Bal Yachel, you will have without a shame, so let there be Malkis for Bal Yachel. Let there be Malkus for Bayachal. So L'chay, we'll have to say in the Ravid, the same type of raid. that there's no Malkus B'chlam al-Bayachel, so that parasha Avada will be chal without a shame. The Shvuah itself creates a chalos iser. The only chiluk between the Raivid and the Rambam is that the Raivid holds that the Korban Shvuah, which is a person's over on a Shvuah's bitur in parashas Vayikra, that he can, if he violates the Bayachel, he can bring a Korban. The Malkus there won't be. A Korban there could be. For that, it's enough. Needs a Hasbara. If it's only like a chatzi shir of the parasha Nedarim, but it's enough in the parasha to bring a korban shvua. Okay, that needs a hesbin. The Rambam Kaneri doesn't hold to that vort. That's the machlokes. But Lagabi, the etzem chilik divide between the parasha of shvua bashem of the two lavin that we mentioned in shvuas and the parasha bayachel, according to the Rabbi, also korban shvua, that they're both masking. What's a tzorchi in Godel, Mepharshim have a hard time understanding, is another Rambam Aravid. This is a Rambam Aravid in Shavuos, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Gimel. They're talking over there, Legabe, a Gemara in Shavuos, that if a person is Nishba Bashamayim Ba'oretz, he didn't say a shame. Bashamayim Ba'oretz, Chayr means the one who made Shamayim Ba'oretz. But he says he's Nishba Bashamayim Ba'oretz. According to the Rambam, it's not a Shavuos at all. The Ravid's Masig, and the way he learns that Gemara is that there's an Isidai Raisa. The Rambam says the only reason why the Gemara says that the person who makes such a Shvuah needs Hatorah is because the Rabbanon should be Mezalzel, etc. So we make him go through the process of Hatorah. But it's not a Shvuah B'chol. The Ravid says no, Avadi needs Hatorah Dei Raisa. There's no Korban, there's no Malkus. So we asked, according to the Rambam, there's an Isidai Raisa of Bal Yeroah. The Shvua doesn't need a shame. He made a Shvua Bashamayim, Nishba Bashamayim Va'oretz, L'cho'ira. He made a Shvua that for the Pasha Ba'yiro is enough. You want to tell me it's no Malkus, fine. But don't tell me he doesn't need a Torah of Deraisa. So it's Mamash blatant student in the Rambam. According to the Ravid, it's also Tzorchin. Because according to the Ravid, why does he say there's no Malkus and no Korban? Haray, we just learned in the Ravid that without a shame, you still have the Pasha of Shvua's Bitoi, which the Ravid holds that Korban of Shvua's Bitoi and Pasha's Vayikra does stim with the Gedorim of Bal Yachal, and you don't need a shame. So it's Mamasha often a stereo between both the Rambam and the Ravid. Is Efsha Azoy. It's true, like the Rambam, that the lavin of the shame, Leisachal Bishmi, Leisishova Bishmi, those lavin are not relevant when we talk about the Pasha Bal Yachal. Person made a shvuah, even without the bishmi, there's a lav mitzad a chalois isav. The parasha bayachal includes shvuahs. However, that's not to say that a shvuah doesn't need shem Hashem. Why? Because let's go back to the raid that the way we said before, when we're talking about yodos. In the meaning of the word shvuah, shvuah means sheva. In the meaning of the word shvuah, sheva, lies shem Hashem. Just even when a person doesn't say it, it's inherent that that's what he's doing, and that is midin yodos. Now, yodos makes sense when a person says, I'm making a shavua that I'm not going to eat this loaf of bread. So we say that even though the word shavua is bashem, that's the nature of a shavua, he doesn't have to say it. It's enough midin yodos. But what happens if he said he's nishma bashamayim v'aretz? You can't be mashlam. This is the raid from that base. That kinuyim, when a person says a gansa loshen, even though it's obviously what he means, you have to say the kinuy is like he said it. It's like you could say it in Chinese. Why don't we just say yodas, because we know what he means? Because yodas only works when he says half, and he leaves the other half hand dangling, like a yad to a kli, the Rishayim Zendav Beis, but not when he said the whole loshen. When he said the whole loshen, he killed the ability of yodas. So the same thing, when he says Nishba Shamayim Va'oretz, you can't be Mashlim the Pirush Hamilim of Shvuah Lashem. So you're left without anything. You're left without a Shvuah. Not because of the love of Loisachal B'Shmi, Loisishov B'Shmi Lashoka, because that's the meaning of Shvuah, and you killed it because you said Bashamayim Va'oretz. That would be the Hezbollah. The Rambam, therefore, it's not a Neder at all. It's not a Shvuah at all. When he said a Shvuah without a shame, so there, it's chal and iser, and it's chal and iser without the parsha of the lavin of shvuah. Why there's no malkis? Like we said, bayachal doesn't have malkis. Mitzad the parsha of shvuas, mesecha shvuas, you don't have because there's no shmi bashoker, shmi lashov. There's a chaloy iser, but when you said shemayim vos, you don't have the dinyadis. You're left without a shvuah at all. Good, that makes sense. The Ravid is noch alt schwer, because according to the Ravid, if you're going to learn the same way we just learned, that without a shame at all, it works midin yodois. So what you're saying is that there's a lav bayachel. You want to say why there's no malchus? Because there's no malchus on bayachel, like we said in the Rambam, that's okay. But why does he hold that even without the malchus of bayachel, there's korban? Korban of Shuas Bitui, he's willing to say there is the Ravid. There's no malchus by without a shame at all, but there's a korban. So then why by Nishba Shemayim Va'aretz is there an Issa? The Manushach, if it works within Yodos, so you have to make up your mind if Yodos works or not. The Ravid still needs work. So l'chur, what you're going to have to say is that the Ravid does not hold that the reason why it works without a shame, by Stam and by Nishba without a shame, the reason why it works is not midin Yodos. He doesn't hold that the existential taitch of a Shvu is Shvu Bashem, and the only reason why you don't have to say is because we're Mashlim Diburoi, like Yodos. That will say in the Rambam, that works for Bayachel, that works for an Issa Ba'alma, does not work for, not for a Korban, Shvuas Bitoy, and it doesn't work for any of the Lavin, the Shvuas Tikka Lavin. The Ravid will have to say, holds that the Parsha of Shvuah, the Etzem Cheftz of a Shvuah, does not need Lashem, does not need Bashem. The Taich of Shvuah is Shvuah, it's the Musa called Shvuah, without the Shem Hashem. However, you don't need to be Mashlim Diburi Al Tziyodis. However, in the parasha, the lavin of Shavuot, specifically, the Torah says Bashmi. So there it has to be not a Shavuot, it has to be a Shavuot Bashem. Loisishavu, Loisishoker. It has to be in the Shem, it has to be Dafka in the Shem. Mashenkin, the Etzim parasha of Shavuot, Avada is a Shavuot without Shem Hashem. So it's not Al Tziyodis, that's why there's an Isser, that's why there's a Korban Shavuot's Bitui, and that's why he argues with the Rambam. The Rambam holds it's a din yodis. It's a unique din in Parshas Matizdik, a Parshas Nedorim, Balyachaldik. So there's no Malchus, there's no Korban, but there's an Issa. According to the Ravid, the reason why there's an Issa is not Al Tziyodos. The reason is because it's a full Shvuah. But you just don't have the Lavin. So then you could have a Korban Shvuah as well. The Korban Shvuah will stim. Now, Nishba Lashmayim Va'aretz, L'chor, the Shvuah is a Shvuah. Maybe what we mechadish like the Ravid is that Einach Hanami, when he said Bashamayim Va'aretz, he was mekalkal in the Shvuah. Shvuah means Shvuah Lashem. He doesn't have to say it. That's what it means. The word Shvuah, like we said, Chotzuv Mimilat Sheva, it means Shvuah Lashem. He doesn't have to say it. But if he said Bashamayim Va'aretz, he made Kalya. So to call it Parshas Shvuah because he said the word Shvuah and Shvuah means Lashem. Since he said the Bashamayim Va'aretz, he gave a different interpretation. He took it out of the Parshas Shvuah. That's why there won't be a Korban. But since there is a Parshas Shvuah, which is another way of accepting on oneself an Issa with Bal Yachal, somehow, even without being a Cheftz of a Shvuah, it's enough linked up to the Musig of a Shvuah, because there is such a concept, and he said Shvuah, that there should be Bal Yachel to make an Isser. The Korban Shvuah is only when it's a Cheftz of a Shvuah. It's not a Cheftz of a Shvuah, because he said Bashamayim Va'aretz instead of saying Hashem Hashem. If he'd leave it blank, it would be fine, because the word Shvuah means Bashem. If he says Shvuah, Bashamayim Va'aretz, he's not saying Bashem. So it's not a cheftz of a shvuah, but it's enough, the parsha of Bal Yachel, which the general, neder, iser, koinem, all different things have Bal Yachel, kabbalos l'moshul could have Bal Yachel, so we had kabbalos l'dvar mitzvah, l'tztok, v'chule, so all that would be b'chal, klapi the parsha Bal Yachel, it's enough, klapi the etzem cheftz of a shvuah, it's not enough, that's why there's no korban shvuah. Certainly, he didn't say the shame, so there's no l'sechal b'shmi, l'sechal b'shmi. That l'chera is the Moitzi Dvar Baifin, that the Rambam and the Ravid are arguing whether the Hashloma of a Shvuah without Shem Hashem works midin Yodos. According to the Rambam, then, since it works midin Yodos, it's unique to Pashas Matas, it doesn't have not Pashas Vayikro and not the Lavin of Shvuos. According to the Ravid, a Shvuah without Shem is a Cheftz of a Shvuah, unless you make Kalya Bashamayim Va'aretz, that's the Pshan Da Gemara. For Bal Yachel it'll be enough. For the general parsha of Bal Yachel Dvori it'll be enough. There's no Malchus. Hein loy teramam, hein loy deraivin on Bal Yachel of Shavuos. Only Bal Yachel of an Issa Cheftz of an Eder there is. Noch a Chiddush. And Komur, the raid of the Rosh and Rabbeinu Tam, that we explained, where Yodis comes into this parasha, and the Nekuda that's only shaykh to the Mujba Mipi Atzmai, not the Mujba Mipi Achem, that we explained as well. Very Geshmak Inyan, and it takes us back into a lot of the Inyanim we discussed. That's Hashem.